Post Game Central is brought to you by University of Phoenix.
Just like normal, open up with the injuries. Will Montgomery left the game today, did not return with a left leg. Early calls on that. It's a broken fibula. As far as time frames, I don't know yet. Antrell rolled, left the game with the ankle injury. Don't have any more updates on that. Any questions?
What's the emotion like in there to get the first one?
Well, I think, you know, anytime you work as hard as, you know, all those guys work, coaches, players, staff members, you know, obviously it's a lot more gratifying when you win. And that was our first opportunity. I was really, really happy for, you know, to see smiles in there. And you know, I'm really happy for our fans because we hadn't exactly lit it up here at home in the first two opportunities.
How'd the offensive line kind of bring it together after Will went up?
You know, there was a lot of challenges. I mean, we had a bunch of them. The offensive line, obviously, when Will Montgomery went out, we had to juggle two guys in there with Matt Slauson moving to center and Pat over to guard. You know, we had a new offensive left tackle start the game for Jamon Bushrod and Charles Leno. And, you know, I thought he did an admirable job against, you know, a pretty good front that has two good edge guys that, you know, been pretty successful in this league. So I think, you know, really across the board, guys battled, and it was a gritty win, good team win.
Would you rather have Rasu at center, or would you going forward or have keep Slauson there?
Well, I think, you know, I'd like to take about 24 hours to kind of enjoy this win before we start getting into personnel issues. But those are all great questions. I'm sorry?
For Jay to come back after the interception on the final drive, what did you think of his work on the final
drive? Well, I mean, to say the only thing about Jay, I mean, he's a tough son of a buck. I mean, he fought an injury. You know, some lesser guys may not have been out there. He was. You know, I thought, you know, all in all, he played outstanding and well enough for us to win. And my hat's off to his toughness just battling through that game.
John, last 2 weeks you've seen your defense take some steps. What do you attribute that to?
Well, I think, you know, players working hard, coaches working hard, everybody working hard to get better. And, you know, it's something I try to alert people to early on. I mean, in many ways with new staff, new offense, new defense, new kicking game, I mean, you know, a lot of new players. There's four or five guys in there that the players don't really know yet. You know, for guys to keep working, you know, I think, you know, it's a tribute to the guys working hard. And we finally, you know, got some results from it.
Do you feel Pernell McPhee's play changed the momentum of the game?
Yeah, I think Pernell McPhee's play has been, you know, real beneficial to our football team, you know, not just today. You know, I think he's, you know, brought a certain mindset to our team that I think was needed and much appreciated.
Yeah, was it a close call whether or not to play
Jay? You know, I think, you know, it's a tribute to Jay. I think he was probably a lot closer to playing last week than people know. For everybody out there that likes to put time frames on injuries, you know, I think, you know, everybody's a little bit different and heals differently and adapts differently. And my hat's off to him.
So when you talk about Spencer Lansing, the fact he has come in for just a couple days of practice, but it has to be an older your team to heal those injuries.
Yeah, I think, you know, a lot's been made of our special teams. You know, we've had some trials and tribulations, you know, with injuries and whatnot as well. You know, I think it speaks to Jeff Rogers and Darius Swinton, the coaches that, you know, brought guys in, had to maneuver through whether Pat O'Donnell would be ready for the game or not, as well as get Spencer ready in a couple of roles. So, you know, again, like I said earlier, it was a good team win. A lot of guys had to overcome a lot of stuff to make it happen.
About a guy like Marquise Wilson, he has the drop on the last series, and then Jay goes right back to him. He's able to come through with a couple of big catches.
Yeah, I think, you know, it's part of the NFL football. I mean, you know, it's not going to be perfect. It usually comes down to, you know, 6 to 8 plays that make the difference in the game, and, you know, some of them good, some of them bad. You just hope you're more, you know, you make more good ones, and, you know, that's a perfect example of, you know, the ebbs and flows of an NFL football game.
John, what did Martellus Bennett mean to the offense today?
You know, Marty's been, a real good teammate. Obviously, he's an outstanding player that, you know, at his position, you know, in all facets of his position. You know, I've seen, you know, he's been a big part of, you know, kind of making sure this ship stays on course. And it was nice to see him with a big smile after the game, too.
Have you been bothered by talk that this is a rebuilding that's going on here?
Well, you know, I mean, as I've said many times, we're building. I don't know about this Reese stuff. You know, I don't know what that means. But, you know, we're hopefully going to get better as we move forward. You know, hopefully we can get a little healthier. You know, hopefully we can remain healthy. You know, this is kind of nice to see some smiles after a lot of hard work, and hopefully we can build on this, and I think we will.
John, when you are building and you do get a win, what are some of the impacts that it has on the process coming to work, you know, every day and going to practice?
Well, I think, you know, like anything, you know, confidence, everybody talks about, well, you need confidence. Well, if nothing good happens to you, it's hard to have confidence. You just look at everyday life. I think, you know, obviously, they can see the rewards of a lot of hard work. And so hopefully we can build on that and guys understand how to deal with a win just like we have with three losses and, you know, come back to work on Monday.
Coach, how nice is it to see Jay kind of have a tough pick there, but he shook it off and finished strong? Is that...
You know, I think, you know, a lot of people highlight on interceptions. I think, you know, most quarterbacks that have played the game have interceptions. You know, I think it's the body of work around it. You know, you try to avoid that stuff. We had no interceptions the week before, but it didn't go so well. All right. So I think, you know, back to what I said earlier, you know, my hat's off to him. Just, you know, the mental and physical toughness it took for him to be out there and then to perform like he did was pretty amazing.